Tavern.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's September 17th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, it's going to be quiet today. It's going to be quiet until about 11:30 West Coast time, 2:30 East Coast time. In fact, we're counting it down 3 hours, 53 minutes, and 25 seconds until a very highly anticipated Fed decision. In the meantime, the market twiddles its thumbs. The Dow is up. No, it's down now. 6 points, okay? It's been up about 5, and it's been down about 5, and it's trading in a very narrow range, right around the flat line. The Dow is at 16,733. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 is flat. 1,995. We're closing in on 2,000 once again. But we'll see what happens after the Fed announces its decision today. The NASDAQ is up 4 points. The NASDAQ is at 4,893. Hey, crude oil. You know, the market likes rising crude oil, and I'm sure Houston and Texas do too. Houston and Dallas do too. Crude oil is at $47.44 today. Maybe it's finally put in a bottom. Gold is at 11,1780. The euro is at 1.13. And the 10-year yield, surprisingly high here with all of the commotion we've had here recently in the markets. The 10-year yield is clear up to 2.28%. I still say there's some heavy selling taking place in the U.S. bond market. And again, I suspect China. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, on a quiet Thursday in the market. We are waiting for the Fed decision today, and I think that the market has already placed their bets. If this were a craps table in Vegas, you've seen chips go on the line that Ms. Yellen will not raise interest rates. That's my guess right now, but it's just a guess. I think there's too much outside pressure, even though the Fed is supposed to be completely insulated and completely autonomous, completely without any influence from other agencies. Well, I don't believe that to be true. I think there's plenty of pressure on the Fed, not only from the global community, but also the current Washington community to not raise interest rates, but we shall see what happens. And you know what's going to happen once the decision is announced. Then we begin the October debate and the December debate. There will always be issues hanging over the market. That's why it's best to come back to numbers. In my opinion, come back to the numbers. What do the numbers say? And what I've been saying now for quite some time, 6 years, 6+ years, is that the numbers suggest that the market could continue to go higher. But when the numbers start to change, look out, because then it's time to take defensive action. Well, we had more economic numbers come in today, maybe a little bit of fuel on the fire to help the Fed make their decision. The job market remains a little bit overheated, although wages haven't gone up in a long, long time. Initial jobless claims come in at 264,000 this week, which is again under that 300,000 level, which again points, at least from the job market point of view, that there is no recession out there around the next corner, which we continue to watch for. I mean, we've got the night vision goggles, we've got radar, we've got sonar, everything we can throw at it looking for that next recession, because we don't want to be in the market during the next recession. The last recession took 53% out of the market. Altice agrees to buy CVC. Isn't that Cablevision CVC? You know, Cablevision gave a buy signal, and I sent it out on my app late last week. I said, I get about four or five buy signals a day that you need to ferret through yourself and do your own research. But these are stocks that have moved back in to the buy category of my app. I send out about four or five a day, usually the evening before the market. When I update my database, I scan through it. And I aggregate the buy signals, the new buys that the app has given, and then I send out a tweet with a list of them. And there's usually about four to five. And last week one was Cablevision. Cablevision is up 17% today on a buyout. Another one that I sent out last week was AERI, which is up 72% today, or about 70% today on good news on one of their drug candidates. So you might want to follow me on Twitter if you're looking for ideas to sift through. You know, there's a lot of sources for ideas in the market. You can watch CNBC all day. You can read Barron's. You can read the Wall Street Journal. You can subscribe to this guy's newsletter or that guy's newsletter. You can watch Jim Cramer. You can watch Mad Money. Lots of sources for ideas. I make lists of ideas, but then those ideas have to be processed somehow. I have my own processing system that I put stocks through. They have to look good from a performance point of view. They have to look good from a valuation point of view. And lastly, they've got to be a stock chart that I like. Maybe a fresh new breakout out of a sideways trend. And then they've got to fit my risk tolerance. If it's a little microcap biotech and I'm 76 years old, that might not meet my risk tolerance. So all of that has to come into account. The market capitalization of the company, the number of shares that it trades on a daily basis, all of this has to be taken into account. Daimler is moving their headquarters, their U.S. headquarters, from New Jersey, Mr. Christie, to Michigan. And maybe there's more auto workers in Michigan than there is in New Jersey. I don't know what's behind the move, but Daimler moving out, the Beacons vans parked in front of their New Jersey headquarters, and they'll be going to Michigan. Speaking of Mr. Christie, what did you think of the debate? I thought Mr. Trump acted like a seventh grader, and I think that's unbecoming of the dignity of that office, but that's just me. Rad misses, Rite Aid misses earnings. Cramer likes Hasbro. Maybe he's reading my articles. Hasbro, I wrote up a while back. You can Google my name, Hasbro, Bill Gunderson. It's been one that I've owned in my moderate risk profile for a while, and I continue to like Hasbro. The August housing starts come in light. Yeah, you know, the new housing industry, I like it because I think there's a lot of room up to the upside, a lot of potential to the upside right now in the building stocks. But really, if you look at a long-term chart of housing starts, they're just above levels typically associated with recessions. No, we're not in a recession, and no, the housing market is not in a recession, but it's not exactly robust either. Something to think about, and I'm sure Miss Yellen will think about it today, along with her partners, as they decide the next direction for interest rates here in America on the Fed funds. Well, I remain bullish on the stock market. I did not buckle at the knees and sell over this last month of turmoil in the market, although there were times when I thought, gee, if this gets any worse, this is not good. And I had levels in the sand, lines in the sand. And I had numbers that I was watching, and I came to the conclusion once again that this threat to the bull market is nothing more than a correction, which we've had many along the way. Now, it could get worse from here, but right now, It appears that oil has bottomed. It appears that possibly the emerging markets have bottomed. It appears that possibly China has bottomed. We're going to get this Fed decision that's been hanging over our heads like a big dark cloud here for the last 4 weeks. We're going to get that out of the way. Maybe, just maybe, we'll have some clear sailing into the end of the year, because I still see some pretty good upside potential in the U.S. stock market, in the S&P 500, not only between now and the end of the year, but also well into 2016. But I take it a day at a time, a stock at a time, an index at a time. Let's see what we can find here. If I'm bullish, what do I like right now? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. I've been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, obviously the market has placed their bets, and there have been those that have bet against or bet for a Fed rate hike today. But I would say the majority right now opinion is that the Fed won't do anything. We've seen two big rallies on Tuesday and another triple-digit rally on Wednesday, with the thought in mind that they'll stand pat once again. Just too much pressure from the world, the slowing global economy, here at home. Keep this, I think the Fed has done more to stoke the economy than anything else and to keep this economy growing. But we'll see what they do here today. Not that I think it makes much difference anyways. It's more of a symbolic move when they do it that, hey, we think this economy is back on its own 2 feet and can stand on its own, and that we can start bringing interest rates back to a normal level, which is much higher than zero, which is where we are currently. Well, in the meantime, I believe that U.S. stocks are still the best place to be. They've been in a bull market run for 6 years and 23 weeks. And last week in my newsletter, once again, I said that the bull market is still intact. And furthermore, I went out for the next 6 to 12 months and said, here's what I think the S&P 500 can earn. And I'm pretty much in the consensus with most other people. You know, I hear these guys all the time knock the bull market and knock the economy. I heard Peter Schiff once again the other day. I would like for him to tell me what he thinks the S&P 500 will earn next year and what he thinks the multiple is that should be placed upon the S&P 500 and what target price he has. I mean, it's really a simple type of thing. Instead, they go off way out into the weeds and into the hinterlands of, you know, of the thought process, and they stick to their theory no matter what the numbers say. I'm a numbers guy. I guess I'm more of an analyst, more of a logical type person. I don't make these wild predictions and wild guesses. They sell newsletters and people love to read about doom and gloom, but I don't think you're serving the people. Now, if you believe that, okay, more power to you. You'll have your followers and you'll have your people that will continue to pour money into gold, which may be a good investment at some point in time, but the work that I've done has shown that that's been a very poor investment for the last 3-4 years. And there are those that continue to think that the dollar's going to collapse. I hear it every single day, and usually there's a gold commercial attached to it, selling you gold. And at some point in time, that may be the way to go, but it hasn't been. The way to go for the last 6 years has been U.S. stocks. And I still like U.S. stocks because the numbers back up my feelings about the market right now. One U.S. stock that I own in my aggressive growth account, because it's a small cap company at $3.4 million. This company is headquartered in the jungle, the Southern California jungle. No, not the Amazon forest, not the Nairobi. No, it's in Los Angeles, which I call the jungle. Just drive through there at about 8:30 a.m. You're not going to drive through there. Just sit there at about 8:30 a.m. and you'll see why I call it the jungle. Happy to be down here in my home of San Diego. J2 Global, however, is headquartered in L.A., They provide internet-based fax, voicemail, email, and call handling services worldwide. We have internet-based calling here at my company. I like it. It served us well and saved us a lot of money versus the big landline companies like AT&T, voice over the internet, fax over the internet is much cheaper than doing it the old-fashioned way. And it seems to be much more efficient. So it's a service that I like. J2 Global has been a very steady grower for the last several years, moving along at a clip of about 15 to 20% per year. The earnings, that is. And they're expected to continue to grow, not at an outrageous growth rate, but at a growth rate of about 15% per year over the next 5 years. And the stock is currently trading at about 15 times forward earnings, which we'll get to here in a bit. That means the pay ratio is right around one. But the stock has been a superior performer over the years. In fact, here recently, the most recent, well, let's go 10 years. 15% a year is what the stock has delivered. What did I just say the earnings have delivered in growth? 15% a year. And the stocks went up at 15% per year. It's funny how that works. Over the last 5 years, JCOM, J-C-O-M, which is not a recommendation, but an example of a company that has been able to do well in this environment that we've had in the market for the last decade. Over the last 5 years, JCOM has delivered 28% per year, while the market's delivered 12%. So it's more than doubled the returns of the market. No guarantees going forward, but we're looking at track record. That subject came up at the debate last night, track record. Track record does mean something. I think it means a lot. That doesn't mean it's going to continue that track record, but I think where you've been and what you've done and what you've accomplished, it means a lot. Over the last 3 years, JCOM, J-C-E-O-M, has delivered 35% per year, while the market's delivered 10%. And lastly, it's had a sensational 12 months here. The stock is up 41% while the market's flat. If you even go back to 2008, when the market was down 38%, JCOM was only down 5%. It gets a performance grade of A-. So it's in the second, third row. You got those valedictorians up there, the Pricelines of the world, and other superior performing stocks over the last decade. You've got some good A-rated. Well, it's an A-. It's not bad for a small cap. It passes my performance test. From a valuation point of view, once again, it's trading at 15.7 times forward earnings, which is a slight discount to the market. And yet it's been a superior performance stock over the years. It's expected to continue to grow by 15% per year going forward, which leaves a PEG ratio of 1.05. You also get a little dividend yield here of 1.8%. When I take next year's earnings of $4.50, which represents 15% growth versus this year, carry them out over the next 5 years at 15% per year and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a stock like this, I get a $132 target price on a $70 stock. It meets my value criteria. It meets my performance criteria. And in the Best Stocks Now app with 4,132 choices, it comes in at number 85. And it is a stock that I own in my aggressive growth accounts, about a 3% to 4% overall position. Not a recommendation, but an example of a Best Stock Now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about various things about the Daimler moving their headquarters from New Jersey to Michigan, Decision Day, the presidential, which was in part sponsored by Salem Broadcasting Network, which I am a part of every single day in 15 of their markets. August housing starts come in light. In fact, housing starts, if you look at a long-term chart, are just above levels typically associated with recessions. But we're not in a recession. I think the housing market has some more upside potential to it. We'll see where we go. Initial jobless claims come in light at 264K. And two recent buy signals that I sent out on my app, which I send out about five every evening before I retire. I screen through them personally and look at them and see, you know, these become candidates, top candidates for you to do research on. Well, two recent ones having a good day today. One of them is AERI, which is up about 65%. I do not own it. I chose not to buy that one when it gave a buy signal because it was a microcap biotech. Now I wish I would have bought it, however. CVC was another one that I sent out recently, and it's up 17% today. It's being bought out by Altice. All right, why don't we do another one? We're having some fun here. Let's go to Baltimore, home of those Baltimore Ravens. How are they doing so far? I want to say that they're 1-0. They're usually around. Harbaugh's usually got his team around somewhere when it comes playoff time. And I know the Baltimore Orioles, I don't know where they stand right now. Are they in the hunt for the wild card or not? I've always liked their manager. He's done a good job and has performed well over the years. The Preakness is in Baltimore, where we saw a Triple Crown winner this year in American Pharoah, won that second crown, second leg of the Triple Crown, the second leg being the Preakness in Pimlico and Baltimore. Well, there's also a company there that was in the news yesterday that I own that has done rather well over the years. How about a stock that was $2 in 2009? $2. $2. A $2 bet on American Pharoah would have gotten you about $2.80. A $2 bet on Under Armour, it's now worth $104.99. So that's just like putting $2 on a 99-to-1 shot back in 2009. Now here we are, what, 5, 6, 7 years later, Under Armour, the name of the company, which makes athletic shirts, shorts, underwear, outerwear, and don't forget shoes. They're going after Nike. I featured Under Armour here recently on my show, but I'm going to feature it again today because they did have an investor day yesterday, and they guided higher for next year. Now, you've heard me say many times that I believe next year we're going to see double-digit growth in earnings for the S&P 500. And one of the reasons and one of the big contributors will be Under Armour, which is looking for 32% growth next year versus this year. You know, they're taking on a big giant, Nike. And Under Armour really has not gone global yet, but they're starting to do that. It's now a $23 billion company. It blew right through microcap status. It blew right through small cap status. It blew right through mid cap status. And now it's a large cap. And it's 1/5 the size of Nike, which is currently a $100 billion company. Under Armour currently at $23 billion. I don't know, Stephon Curry, what the size of the contract was that he signed to wear Under Armour shoes, but I'm sure Stephon Curry makes about as much money wearing those Under Armour shoes as he does from the San Francisco Warriors. And he also got some stock in the deal. Well, That might be worth, that might be more lucrative than anything that the Stephon Curry got. We'll see. Because over the last 5 years, Under Armour has been a sizzling performer, UA. Not a cheap stock, I'm just warning you. We'll get to the valuation in a minute. But at the same time, they're spending a lot of money right now opening new stores, getting market share, paying a spokesman like Stephon Curry to wear their shoes around the shopping mall and on the basketball court. And, you know, at some point in time, they could flip the switch and start ringing the cash register. But they're doing okay. They're going to make $1.43 next year. In the meantime, the stock has been sizzling. Over the last 5 years, Under Armour, UA, has been moving at a clip of 56% per year while the market has been at 12. Over the last 3 years, Under Armour has been moving at a clip of 51% per year while the market's been going at a clip of 10.8. And over the last 12 months, Under Armour's up 53%. The market's down zero. Now, my consultant, my assistant research analyst on anything sports is my son, Steven. He's a big basketball fan. He loves his Lakers. He's a big Charger fan, big football fan. He loves his Chargers, unless they become the Los Angeles Chargers, and then we'll never watch another Charger game as long as we live. He's a big Padre fan. He named his brand new daughter Gwen, spelt just like Tony's last name. I think there might be a little connection there between her name and the great Tony Gwynn, number 19. The late Tony Gwynn. I'll never forget the day Stephen walked into my office and said, "Dad, Tony Gwynn passed away." We were just shocked. Absolutely shocked. Anyways, I asked him, "Stephen, Under Armour. Does anybody wear Under Armour?" "Ah, no, no." He says, "Everybody wears Nike." That was my clue. I better buy this stock. He's the guy that told me nobody wears Skechers. I said, then why is Under Armour stock going like crazy? Why is my Best Stocks Now app smoking? Why is there smoke coming out of it when I turn to Under Armour? There's something going on here. So I am an owner. We own Under Armour stock in the conservative growth portfolio. We also own Nike, which is also a superior performer. I bought a pair of Nikes yesterday. Got to help the stock. Anyways, Under Armour, performance grade, A-. Now we get the valuation. You can turn down the radio here. If you've got little kids in the car or little kids at home, the P-E ratio is 102, okay? I don't want to say that too loud. Gunderson, half of your formula is valuation. I know, but this thing gets a big multiple right now because it's growing so fast. Over the last 5 years, it's been growing by 28% per year. And over the next 5 years, it's expected to grow by another 23% per year. Stephon Curry owns the stock, for heaven's sakes. You're not going to get this stock cheap. I say you're going to have to just close your eyes. I see nothing. I hear nothing. That's what I had to do as it related to the value. But having said that, I take next year's earnings, move them out over the next 5 years, and put a multiple that is hard for me to give to any company. But I do it in this case, and I'm on the conservative side of things versus most analysts out there. I get a $170 target price on a $105 stock that has also been a superior performer over the years. As I go through my database every single day in my app, there's 4,132 possibilities. We can go 3x Brazil. We can go inverse Russia small caps. We can do almost anything we want. But I try to focus on the top 200, 300, something like that. That's where I focus my time and my efforts and my research. I don't want to get off into the weeds too far. I currently have Under Armour ranked number 47. The app does that. The app doesn't look at politics. The app doesn't have emotions involved here. It just crunches the numbers, spits them back, says, here you go. Comes in at 47. Do what you want with it. Well, we own it at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, but I think it certainly is a very good example of what a best stock now represents. UA. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'm starting to get into newsletter mode. For the last 20 years, I've been writing a newsletter, which I look forward to it. This is one of my favorite things that I do in my profession because I get to gather my facts. I get to be in a quiet place where I can analyze charts, where I can crunch numbers, where I can gather as many pieces of evidence that I possibly can find, kind of like a detective, right? I'm trying to build the case one way or another for the bullish side of things or the bearish side of things. I guess some people are analytical by nature. I'm one of those. I love to analyze. I love to run things through my brain, my filter, my brain, and I love to come away with what I think is the absolute best decision that I can possibly make based on the facts that I've gathered, based on the facts that are presented before me. Those facts include hundreds of stock charts which show me the actual real-time performance that's taking place currently. And when I see something that jumps off the page at me, I'm going to put it in the newsletter, and I'm going to show it to you. Take this into consideration, dear investor. Some of it will be based on asset classes that I see. You know, one of the big decisions that I've made over the last several years, except for a brief foray here and there, has been to avoid most of the markets outside of the United States. And, you know, sometimes they're better than us. They are growing faster than us, some of those economies, but they've been struggling for quite some time. I've avoided the bond market. Not a place that I like. I think it's rot with risk. And interest rates continue to creep higher here a little bit. They're up at 2.28 right now. And I've decided over the last 6 years to stay focused on U.S. small caps, U.S. mid caps, and U.S. large cap stocks. And that's what I've done. And I apply the same exact criteria, the same exact analysis that I do here on the air, which I demonstrate every day with a couple of examples, live examples from today's market. I apply those same techniques and tactics and formulas to companies that I eventually buy. What you see is what you get. Stocks that I talk about here on the air, you'll generally find in my portfolio somewhere. And like a general manager who's trying to put the best 30 men on the field that he possibly can find for his baseball team, right now the roster is 30, or the best 60 guys for the football team, you know, I strive to put the best 25 to 30 stocks in the portfolios that I manage. And I have about 6 or 7 portfolios that I manage based on risk tolerance. If people have 15 grand, you know, it's a tag-on portfolio along with their larger IRA rollover. I manage those too, but I use ETFs and I use mutual funds. And if people are ultra risk adverse, then we don't put them into the aggressive portfolio. we have you take a quick little analysis called Riskalyze that measures your risk, your tolerance thereof. And if I find, you know, that after a little correction that we had recently that you can't take it, then I'm starting to hear some pain coming from you, then maybe we'll move you to one notch down on the risk profile ladder. But for the most part, we went through this last 10, 12 weeks with not a lot of trouble. Maybe I heard from three or four people out of hundreds, maybe five, maybe 10 at the most. And a few people did jump ship, which always happens during corrections. You find out your tolerance for pain. But in the newsletter, I'll take a look at assets classes, which basically there's cash, inverse funds, the bond market, the international markets, and the U.S. markets. Then we'll narrow it down into the sectors. And then we'll get down into the individual stocks, which is one of my favorite things. I would hate to be a money manager that just did asset allocation all day. Would I want to wake up at 6 a.m. and come to work and do asset allocations all day? That's just me. Other guys, I'm sure, love it. Because once they put someone into an asset allocation, they can move on to the next person, and it doesn't take a whole lot of management. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just not what I like to do here at Gunderson Capital Management. I just think you have a whole lot more mobility, a whole lot more maneuverability in individual stocks. I can cut back a little bit here and there if I need to. I can tweak it a little bit. If one's not quite performing, I can send them back to AAA and bring up the hot guy from the AAA team that looks like it's getting ready to run. So anyways, the newsletter eventually goes out. I try to do it late Friday night. I rarely make it late Friday night. It generally goes out Saturday morning. I send out thousands of newsletters all over the world, faraway places. You can't believe where we have subscribers to the Best Stocks Now newsletter. But that's all I can say is over the last 6 years and 23 weeks, I've said that stocks are still the best place to be and that the bull market is still intact. And you say, well, you're going to say that forever. No, I'm not. Not me. Anyways, you can get the newsletter by going to my website, which is pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com and sign up for the weekly newsletter that goes out. It ends up being about 50 pages, but it's online. Full of graphics, full of pictures. The verbiage, you know, is limited. I try to make it really simple to understand. And you can get the bottom line of what I'm thinking and why I feel that we should be bullish or why we should be turning cautious at this point in time. And then there's the individual portfolios that I go through and show what I've bought this past week, what I've sold this past week. I did make a few changes here and there. I did find some new stocks this week. I did give up on a few. It's all reflected right there. Totally transparent. See right through me. Anyways, the newsletter you can get at pwstreet.com. And if you like what you hear and you want to investigate a little bit further about our money management techniques here at Gunderson Capital Management, you could call us at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.